see this accidents continuously going up. We had one death in the city of Brussels. Yeah. So
recently,
It's like I think it's maybe a year ago. Yeah. Oh. And so that's serious, huh? And so if that continues to go up, it's a question that we'll have to discuss.
Yeah, exactly. But I think what might be important is the cause of these accidents, mm-hmm. because you know the number, but do you maybe also know the different causes and maybe put them in categories so you can say most accidents, like 60% of the accidents is because they are driving on the sidewalks, for example, and then 30% is because they are driving with two.
Yeah.
Do you know the cause of the accidents, or do you only know
the... I don't have the details. Okay. It's just like an an alert message. If you see like the graphs going down and down and down, and suddenly it goes up, and then we see, okay, there's a correlation. The accidents we see in the streets are mostly related to scooters. Then it's a sign. There's not yet a conclusion. But if the coming years these accidents go up, continue to go up, public opinion will say. And also, at some point, you have to protect. Our citizens.
Yeah, and I think you should ask the operators to maybe give you categories of the different accidents so that you know exactly how to...
Limiting speed is something I think also important.
Especially in shopping streets like the Ansbachlaan
Boulevard. Yeah, but there it's 8. That's a pedestrian zone.
Okay, but yeah,
and also, and then, like, I think in parks we should do the same thing, 8 kilometers an hour, and even... in parks, you should not have the parking around, like park around the park. So that there are some zones where how you say that it's people are relaxed.
They don't expect someone passing by 20 kilometers because you don't hear them come exactly. sometimes, the bikes, you know. Yeah.
So that's that's quite some challenges, and like the road security, that's the for me that's the biggest challenge.
Yeah.